Mr. Holloman.
Yes, sir.
Well, I finished the OAS.
Good.
Takes
care of Latin America, huh?
Well, for a while, we're sent, Bill Rogers is going down there. And we made a few gestures and so forth. There's nothing you can do there, just except, we've done a hell of a lot, but
yep.
It's just one of those things. Wilson's in with Ehrlichman, apparently. He said he had some urgency to talk
yeah.
about what
yeah.
the hell it's about.
I don't know. He came over with his
attorney.
Jewish friend.
That's one thing I'm a little disturbed about.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
I am.
I just don't know what the hell they're up to half the time. Coulson thinks he is smart, but, sometimes Coulson talks pretty freely, and you never
yep.
know. Whatever it is. What are you, analyzing this Dean thing and so forth? It's your view that Dean probably didn't know the time after the election they met what the truth really was. Is that right?
I don't think he knew for sure.
That's what he guessed it might be.
I think he had some, well, we all guessed.
Didn't think he had any choice. Well, we didn't really, did we? We thought it was some screwballs. I mean, that was, in fact, if I thought about it at all, I'm afraid I didn't think enough about it. But remember, I saw that, this is just nuts, and of course I didn't dream that Mitchell would do anything about it.
No, I'm talking about after the election, back at the beginning. I think that's right. But
I mean when we first heard about it.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
But when Dean had his conversation. Oh, after the election, we all knew, yeah. I mean, we all had a pretty good idea, but I mean, right after, in June, for example, when we first heard about it and Dean had his meeting, I don't think any of us really thought that Mitchell could possibly be involved.
That's right.
Or McGruder, for that matter.
That's right.
I mean, we thought that these guys just went off on a caper.
Yep.
Well,
I tell you that, I've just listened to this McGruder tape, pulling this stuff up.
Yeah, tell me what you think of it.
There's not. It's all there. It's an extremely valuable thing to have because he flatly says that he did it, he says he's got a 100 to 125 years worth of jail sentence ahead of him on perjury alone, and he says when I talk I'm going to tell the truth, and
so he's going to get off the perjury.
Yep.
But that's what Ehrlichman told me, that he was going to talk, so that's that.
No. If he had said he hasn't decided yet whether he's going to talk or say nothing, he might go the fifth, I suppose, and say nothing.
Yeah.
But it would appear that he's thought through and prepared for, and his lawyers are advising him to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, when I talk, it won't in any way implicate Haldeman, and in absolutely no way implicate the president. And there was no involvement and no knowledge of either. And,
well, in this respect, Bob, he is telling the truth.
But he says it will hang Mitchell.
What the hell do you think this? Of course, we'll see what Coulson's latest vignette is, but...
Yeah, I was just going to say.
What in the name of God is this thing that he's brought in here at this point? I mean...
I don't know.
What's your guess, though? I mean, that's a curious thing.
I mean, just part of the game.
And almost making it up, though, Bob, because I don't...
He may be victimized on it. I'm not sure he's made
it by his lawyer.
Yeah, or somebody else. Or by the press. That was my first impression, was that this was a press maneuver. They call you and say, the other guy's stuff, you better...
Yeah.
Let's us talk about it.
So McGruder is going to has already he's talked and he's given a statement. You see, this went so far but when you examine Chuck, he said he backed off the tape and then backed off the transcript.
That's right.
Well, God damn him! He shouldn't do that with you. I mean, really? I understand with others, but not with you.
No, but he just does. He is compulsively unable to limit himself to the basic truth.
Right.
He has to embellish.
Well, the real problem is John. God damn, I feel for him.
Yep.
And, geez, if I were advising him, I'd advise him to come forward and say, gee, I've told the truth all along, but I take the responsibility for this thing,
That's his way out.
he really ought to do that rather than go ahead and hardline this damn thing. He says, I didn't know about it, I didn't approve it, but I take the responsibility for it. Right?
Yep. And they'd let him off. They'd say, well, you know, this great man was screwed up and ill-served by his people, and that's too bad.
That's right.
Obviously, he had other pressures on him, and, you know, one of those things.
But he really ought to do that. But who the hell can talk to John? Moore is the only one, and I don't know whether he's got much influence anymore. Well, I think I'll get Moore in tomorrow and talk to him a little about that. I think that would be helpful.
I don't know.
Or is that bad? Yeah, I guess it's bad. I really ought to stay away from it, you know, because basically, it's just the consumption of time and the rest, but I really don't know what the hell did happen, you know. I don't really know, you know, and I feel for all these people. I'd like to do something to save them all, but there isn't a goddamn thing you can do, is there? Do you think of anything?
Nope, I don't.
I mean, you say, don't let Dean go, like John says. Well, for Christ's sake, if you don't leave, but somebody else is going to go. Isn't that it?
Yep. I think
you're sure.
I think you just cannot obscure the
truth,
the elementary truth. You've just got to, whatever it is, we've got to be prepared to live with it.
And we will live with it.
And
let me say, don't be too damn worried about it.
Then we got to live with that too.
Don't be too damn concerned about it. Can they say Mitchell, the Attorney General, and the President's campaign manager?
It's going to be.
Let me tell you. Yes, that's tough. Any tougher than Adams?
No.
My God, Adams was Eisenhower's alter ego. He was with him at the heart attack. He was president, actually.
That's right.
You know, let's face it. And it was personal venality and not just a caper. This is just a caper, you know, like your poll showed.
Yeah.
When is that poll going to run?
The approval thing is apparently is for Monday release. He said, you know, they jiggle them around. You never know for sure.
Well, I don't know but what you think, but I think that's a goddamn positive thing, considering the beating and battering we've taken in the news magazines and the rest. What do you think?
Excuse me. I agree. Considering the
economy.
They make people think on the economy, which is the thing we know knocks things down, and which they say does.
It's really somewhat the Eisenhower syndrome, basically.
Nobody's holding you up.
When Eisenhower, you know, when he went down to about 48 or 49 in 58, when the economy went very bad, it was much worse. I mean, basically, it was unemployment then, not non-inflation, but just unemployment. But he went down to 49%, and that was his lowest, and then came up again. But what held him up always was the fact that he thought he was the best guy to run the world.
Yes.
And that's the thing we've got to keep in our minds all the time. That's the thing where all this gobbledygook about my going out, you know, and being nice little old ladies and all the rest, you know, it has to be put in perspective. That I think, is good, but Bob, it's marginal. I really think that's marginal. Or do you agree? I don't know. I mean, this is something that, you know, if you talk to John or Ray Price or I'm sure Sapphire, the rest, they'd say that's the most important thing in the world, you know, to be a warm, nice human being like we all know you. But goddammit, the press isn't going to print it, are they?
Nope.
And the television isn't going to cover it, are they?
Nope. Not
so?
Done.
So what do you do?
Occasional.
Just have a few events? Is that, don't you think so? Just a few events?
You just keep doing them. You know, as in the normal course, you don't go overboard and you don't avoid opportunities when you got them.
Right. Make a few